welcome to Heartbeat. Now, what I'm going to share on today is probably a follow-on from what I shared on last week. But it's a little bit different. There's a scripture that I've loved for a long time, and it gives me a certain picture, and I'm going to describe why this picture comes to my mind. The scripture is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. When my husband Bruce and I were first going out, my husband has a great sense of humour, and that's one of the things that attracted me to him. I love to laugh, I love to enjoy a good joke, and Bruce, my husband, is very good at that. But I was also shy, naive, vulnerable, just a young girl, all of 19 years of age when I met him. And he would tell me a story which I would believe, and at the end of a certain amount of time of me thinking this story was true, he'd then say, no, it wasn't. Now, I used to then not say anything, but later I'd say, that's not very nice because, you know, if you're going to lead me up the garden path and it's not correct, but he was a mucking around thing. But he used to say to me, you just took the bait. And then when it was a very long story and I believed everything, he would say to me, you took the bait and the hook and the rod and the fisherman and even the wharf. So the whole story picture of someone casting out a rod on a wharf. So you've got the rod, you've got the line, you know, the hook and the bait on the end. And it was very funny because he'd just say, you just took the whole thing. You know, all he had to say was wharf, and I knew what he meant. So when I read this scripture in the Bible, cast all your cares on him, I see myself getting at the end of the hook everything written out there that I care about and pitching it, and God's out there or Jesus is out there, and I'm throwing it at him. Like basically throwing it at him because he cares about me. And that picture gives me great delight because no matter how little I think a problem is or how big, but how little I think a problem is, I share it with God and I give it to him. I could have an ingrown toenail. Now, I pray about it. I also, though, try and wear shoes that aren't pushing on the nail. I also go to a doctor, and sometimes they have to operate and cut out the part of the nail because it's too far gone and it needs fixing, otherwise it gets very infected. But I trust God for even the little things. Thank you. Lord, I need some help. Can you even help me find the right shoes that won't put pressure on this? Help me, direct me to the doctor that can do the right surgery, or help me work out how to fix this. And God cares about me so much that something little like that, he will fix, he will help. You know, you have big issues that we often pray about, but we don't often pray about the little incidental issues. And it's so important that we do, because God wants us to be totally open and vulnerable to him. He wants a two-way relationship. He's saying, I care and love you. Well, then you, by sharing with me about anything, you care and love for me. That's how you show it to him. We acknowledge also, thank you, Lord, that you helped me with that. I remember there was a time and I decided not to do any online shopping or shopping for 6 months. I just decided, you know, I was doing it too much. I didn't need all this stuff. I was not going to do anything. Then my son was engaged to be married, and I realized, oh my goodness, I have 1 week to buy a dress for the wedding as mother of the groom. And Sometimes when you go shopping, girls, you understand this, you don't find exactly what you're looking for on the first shop. And I was like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I went to the Lord and said, Lord, I need to find the right dress at the right price with exactly what I would like, what I like. You know what I like, Lord, even though I gave him a little list and maybe the colours I was looking at. And I went shopping, and on the first shop that I walked into, I found the right dress at the right price with the right colour and exactly what I wanted. And as I'm picking it up and I tried it on, I thought, thank you, Lord. You knew I had 1 week, and in 1 week, you know, the last week before a wedding, you're running around doing everything for, you know, everybody, making sure all the boxes are ticked, etc. God provided for me. I want to encourage you to cast anything onto our God. Anything, anything of little consequence, anything at all. And I know sometimes it's hard to pray for ourselves. There's one beautiful lady that I know. She's 80 years of age. She's in her 80s, and she will pray for anybody. She will, you know, petition God strongly and ferociously and in love with our Lord. But sometimes to pray for things about herself, she doesn't have the same ferocious attack to the prayer. She sometimes just, you know, a throwaway statement of, God wouldn't really do that for me. Why? She believes it in other people, but for herself? God wants you to believe it for yourself, because then your actually faith gets built up more, so you actually ask God more for other people and petition and pray. So believe, you know, and Lord, I do believe, but help my unbelief. It's okay if we aren't sure, but cast all your cares on him, for he loves you. You know, it's so easy to see, but so sometimes simple to forget. He died for you on the cross so you could have eternal life with him, but not just one day, so that you can have eternal life with him today. And in the today, he loves us two bits. He wants us to know that. So cast everything on him, trust in him, and love him back. I hope that encourages you to just give it to him. Just throw that rod, throw that bait, throw that hook, throw you and the wharf at him. Vulnerable, open to his answer, not demanding and telling him what the answer would be, but trusting in our God. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh Lord God, this scripture just excites me that you tell me to cast my cares upon you, for you love me, you love all of us. Lord, give us the strength, the trust, the belief to believe in you, not necessarily in me, but believe in your God, and help my unbelief. Grace me, Lord, with more belief, more trust, more understanding of who you are and how much you love us. And may we cast everything upon you, O Lord God. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.